In business, cash is king, but for the producers of the King of Cheeses, it's pretty hard to come by. For centuries, farmers in northern Italy have produced authentic Parmesan cheese, but its long maturation process means cash flow can be in short supply. Clint Jasper reports on a possible solution.
Strict rules and the standard amount of farming risk are the governing forces for producers of Parmigiano Reggiano. It takes a minimum of 2 years to make a wheel of the authentic product, which retails in Australia for anywhere between $30 and $90 a kilogram. But in the meantime, farmers still have more cheese to make, bills to pay and cows to feed.
And that creates a need for financing.
Harvard Business School professor Nicholas Trakakis studies the way finance influences business operations. What he discovered in Emilia-Romagna was a case of the opposite. The needs of the many small fragmented cheese producers had fundamentally altered the way a century-old bank, Credem, runs its finances. It offers the producers loans, and in return they give the bank their cheese as collateral.
So they take, they accept the cheese as collateral, they store it in their warehouse, they run the warehouse, and they also run the maturation process, basically.
Loaning money involves the inherent risk you don't get it back, so banks need collateral for protection. But when that collateral is an officially recognised product of designated origin cheese, there's a couple of things that can go wrong. Its market value can change, its quality can deteriorate, and both of these problems are compounded if you don't actually physically hold the cheese.
The way this particular bank has resolved it was basically by stepping in and by becoming literally a part of the supply chain. So they wouldn't necessarily lend 100 cents on the dollar. They would always apply a haircut. They would, you know, they would lend maybe 70 or 60 cents on the dollar. And by having this haircut, the bank would be able to absorb these kind of fluctuations in the valuation of the collateral. So if suddenly the bank finds out that quality has deteriorated because of this haircut, they would still be able to basically mitigate losses.
Giving out loans and using inventory as collateral isn't new. What's different here is the extent to which Credem is involved in the process.
By overseeing the maturation process, the bank actually learns. They become the experts. And suddenly by doing it, all these like 60, 70 years that they've been running this warehouse, the bank now knows even better than the producers themselves what is good cheese and how you should be running this maturation process. So that is quite important for the bank because now they know how to value. It reduces their uncertainty, it reduces their risk. So then they are able to extend the loans at lower interest rates and they are basically able to extend more cents on the dollar because they have, again, this reduced uncertainty and reduced risk.
This process wouldn't work for wheat or other similar crops because they deteriorate. And it wouldn't work for wine because once it's bottled, there's no way of knowing if the wine's quality is being maintained or if it's going foul. Credem has thrown itself full tilt into Parmigiano Reggiano expertise. In doing so, it can bring the production risks right down, but it still can't control the market value.
So once the price of Parmigiano Reggiano drops, the collateral that the bank possesses also loses value. So that means that the loan might be underwater, in which case the bank could ask the producers to basically supplement the collateral. By physically holding the inventory again, the bank is able to actually monitor transactions that happen. Once producers sell the cheese to wholesalers, because the cheese sits on the premises of the bank, they actually get to oversee these transactions very often and they get real-time information about market prices.
In Australia, some more boutique lenders have loaned against inventories of unprocessed grape juice and portaloos and against the assets of energy companies. To date, no instance of lending against the value of cheese has been reported, something that doesn't surprise the manager of the smelly cheese shop in Adelaide, Lulu Lunn. Does it surprise you to learn that in the heartland of where it's produced, its value is such that a bank could use it as collateral to help finance the next round of its creation?
Well, I could understand why they would. Actually, I think I've also heard that governments have bought it up and used it, you know, sort of almost like gold bars that other countries would have. So, I don't know if I'm surprised, but, yeah, I didn't know it happened.
If your shop was looking for a bit of extra cash, would one of the banks around here accept a wheel of cheese against that loan?
I'm not sure that the bank would. Some of the staff might, but...
Lulu Lunn from Adelaide's Smelly Cheese Shop, ending that report from Clint Jasper. And Clint spoke with Nicholas via Skype.